From a base, Amar Rava, Mechayev Inish LeBesume BePuraya, Ad Lo Yada Ben Ar Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. So the Gemara tells us in the name of Rava that a person is Chayev, Mechayev Inish, to be Besume BePuraya. So he doesn't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Then the Gemara continues. Rava, Rabbi Zeira of the Sudas Parmade Adade. They made a perm suit together, Rabba and Rav Zeira, Ibsum, and they got Ibsum. They got Besume. Yes. Come, Rabba Shachte L'Rabbi Zeira. Rabba got up and killed Rav Zeira. L'machar boy Rachme. The next day he davened the Achaye, and he resurrected him, and he came back alive. L'shana Amarle Nesi Mar Benevet Sudas Parma De'adad. It's the next year. Rabba called Rav Zeira and said, hey, you want to come over for the Suda? Amar Lei, lo b'chol shaita, misrachish nisa. I can't, you know, miracles don't happen every day. I can't be so mech on a miracle. I'm going to have to decline your invitation. This is the Gemara. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, does this mean that we really have a chiyuv to get drunk, trashed, plastered on Purim? The Gemara says you have to get so drunk that you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. That's a very, if you don't know the difference between who's a good guy and who's a bad guy, that's very drunk. So from the pashtus of the Gemara, you need to get really, really drunk. Is that really what we're supposed to be learning from the Gemara? So the Rif and the Rush quote this Gemara without any qualifications. They just quote the words of the Gemara as they're in. Chayv Enish LeBesume Ad Lo Yada. Sounds like, according to the Rif and the Rush, that yes, you have a chiyuv to get drunk. That is the halacha. Tosfos here, and again, when you quote it lehalacha, the implication means to get really drunk. Because you have to get so drunk, you don't know who's the good guy. You don't know if you should be blessing Haman or if you should be blessing Mordechai. Again, that sets the standard of drunkenness at a very, very high level. Comes Tosfos and says, Uber Yushalmi, Oru Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arum Kol Arushayim, Bruchim Kol Ayehudim. What's Tosfos adding over here? So it sounds like Tosfos, we could perhaps interpret Tosfos as saying, no, you don't have to get so drunk you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. It's that the whole line you get mixed up on. Now the whole line, this is the line when we say, in Shoshanas Yaakov, after we read the Megillah, and we have this whole line of Ar Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Arur Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arum Kol Rishayim, Bruchim Kol Yehudim. Okay, here, you're all sober. Go ahead, say it.
Ar Haman, Mordechai,
Arur Zeresh. Meaning, it's not the easiest line to be able to repeat even when you're fully sober. So is it possible that Tosfos, by quoting these Yerushalmi and adding the entire line, is coming and limiting the amount of drunkenness? If it's just about getting confused between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai, well, that's very drunk. But if it's more about, you know, try to say, you know, Peter, what's that? I don't remember how the line goes. Yeah. Try to say that, get so drunk that you can't say that, well, that's not so drunk. Very quickly will you forget to be able to say that whole line. So it could be that Tosfos here, by quoting Yerushalmi, is mitigating the degree of drunkenness that a person has to achieve. There's also another Rishon, the Aguda, and he says, he quotes, and others quote this after him, but I think he's the first one to quote it, that it's about getting confused to do the mathematical computation of the gematria between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. Someone will do it for us on the side over here. What's the gematria equation, Ar Haman versus Baruch Mordechai? And then it has to do with not being able to do the computation of the gematrias between the two. What's the difference in the gematria between the two? Now again, the yesod that we're trying to pull out of the Aguda is what he's seemingly trying to do. If it's just about, I'm so drunk, I don't know if Haman's the good guy or Haman's the bad guy, that's very, very drunk. But once it's about doing a mathematical equation, so then, it's not necessarily so, so drunk. The Marsha, I didn't give this Marsha to you in the Makorashi, but the Marsha also learns that it's Lav Dafka. And the Marsha says that, no, this is a different Marsha, I think. that the Marsha says that there's such a thing as a tzaddik gomer, and there's something, a rasha gomer. And then there's a middle tzaddik and a middle rasha. And a middle tzaddik, a tzaddik gomer, that's like Mordechai, who in this world he experiences goodness, and also in the next world. Sometimes you have a tzaddik, viralo, a tzaddik who suffers in this world, and that's in order to remove his sins, in order that in the next world, it's completely open for him, olam haba. And sometimes you have a rasha in this world who it's good for him. Why is it good for him? Because we're giving him his reward now, so when he goes to the next world, it's all punishment. But sometimes you have an absolute, absolute rasha, who he suffers in this world and the next world. Sometimes you have an absolute tzaddik, who in this world he gets goodness, and in the next world. He doesn't have sins that need to be removed here in this world, or certainly not so many. And the Marsha says, that's Mordechai and Haman. Haman was an absolute evil, and therefore he suffers in the end of the story here, and he doesn't get the next world. It's just blotted out completely. And Mordechai, he's the tzaddik gomer. Now everything I just told you, that was a little complicated. Tzaddik Gomor, Rasha Gomor, Tzaddik Vitovlo, Rasha Viralo. What's the difference? So the Marsha says that's what it means. It means you have to not have a clear enough mind to be able to start cheshbening what kind of tzaddik was Haman, what kind of tzaddik was Mordechai, what kind of Rasha was Haman. Can you give over the whole shtickle Torah about a Tzaddik Viralo and a Rasha Vitovlo? The Marsha says that's what it means. And if that's what it means, so again, this is limiting how drunk you really need to be.
Right, 502.
Okay. What was that?
Gematria's 502
there. 502 for both?
It's equal.
Equal, good. So to be able to do that equation, that's what the Agudah says. Excellent. What was that?
Not two extra things to remember.
Well, it's also, you have to be able to explain all four of them. What's the difference between them? Meaning this is not just, the simple meaning of the Gemara is, you're so drunk you don't know, is Haman the bad guy or the good guy? That's like really, really drunk. If you don't know if Haman's the good guy or the bad guy. But to start giving a whole speech about there are two types of tzaddiks in the world, two types of Russia in the world. What kind was Haman? What kind was Mordechai? It's more complicated. And it's something that doesn't means you don't have to be that drunk. The Shitas HaRambam. If you take a look in the Rambam, so the Rambam writes, the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, where is it in Perek Beis? Tezbov. Ketzar chova su'uda zu, shiyochal basar, v'yisakein su'da noe, k'fi asher timtziyadu, have a nice meal, v'shoseyayin, ad shiyishtaker v'yiradein b'shechruso. You drink enough wine until you're yiradein, until you fall asleep. Now, first of all, I think it's significant to point out, the Rambam does not mention ad lo yada. He doesn't say the Lashon of the Gemara. He says you drink until you fall asleep in your drunkenness. Now, there are three ways to learn this Rambam. Three possible pshatim in this Rambam. The way that some people read it is you drink a little bit, you take a sip, and then you go to sleep. You have a sip, and then you say, okay, listen, I want to be Mekayim the Din, I'm going into my bedroom, I'm going to sleep. That's a very extreme way to read the Rambam. I personally do not think that's pshat in the Rambam. Then there's another extreme on the other side of the spectrum. And that is that you drink so much until you collapse at the table. You know, you fall headfirst into the table flips up, you're passed out on the floor, and you say, oh, that's a Rambam Yid right there. He is drunk, ad shiira deim bishechruso. The reason why I think it's basically impossible to learn that that's pshat in the Rambam is because there's some other Rambams that you have to take into consideration and wonder if the Rambam really thinks that you should drink so much until you pass out and are completely unconscious. The first is a Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel. And you have to listen to the words of the Rambam. Kishachacham shose yayin, eno shose el kedei lishros achilab shememeyav. He only drinks enough wine in order to that the food shouldn't be too dry in his stomach, that there should be some liquid in his stomach. The chom is shtaker, and anyone who drinks so much wine that he gets drunk, hareze chote, he's a sinner, he's megune, he's disgusting, and he's mafsid chachmaso. And if you do it in front of Amei Haaretz, hareze chil as Hashem. It's a chil Hashem. Now, if the Rambam really felt that on Purim you should get so drunk until you absolutely pass out, So first of all, this would be, he would need to say something here, because he just made it very clear that anyone who gets drunk, even if you're a fool, forget a Talmud Chacham, anyone who gets drunk is a sinner and is disgusting. And if you do it in front of Amei Aretz, so you just did a Chil Hashem. That's a very, very strong statement by the Rambam.
Where is that Rambam?
The Rambam is in Hilchos Deos, Perek Hei. There's another Rambam, and this one, now you might say, okay, yeah, he means every day except for Purim, obviously. It's a sin and it's disgusting every day except for Purim when it's an amazing mitzvah. Okay, that would be strange. But in Hilchos Yontiv, the Rambam also relates to drinking. And here, the Rambam in Perek Vov, Halacha Chof, relates to drinking on Yontiv, and he says, "Kishadam ochel b'shosev is sameach berega." When a person eats and drinks and he's happy on the Yontiv, lo yimashech b'yayin. Don't drink too much wine. Ubischok and kawas rosh. Don't act like a fool. Don't overdo it. And don't say you're going to say, "What are you talking about? It's Purim." Call me sheyosef b'zeh yaber b'mitzvah simcha. The more you do, the more simcha. No. Shichris and schok and kalas harosh, eina simcha. That's not called simcha when you get drunk and you overdo it. Ella, that's holulus and sichlus. That's foolishness, that's childishness, that's immaturity. Velonitztav in a holulus v'sichlus. Hashem didn't command us to be fools. Ella ala simcha sheish ba'avodas yotzer akol. He commanded us to have simcha that's directed towards avodas Hashem. And you see that the avoda we're supposed to do is supposed to be avoda of simcha. Listen to this line. This is the nail in the coffin, as they say. V'i afsher la'avodas Hashem lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalas rosh v'lo mitoch shichros. It is impossible to serve Hashem when you are trashed. Quote it right there. That's the Rambam.
It is Hilchos Yontiv.
It is impossible to serve Hashem when you're trashed. So the Rambam is not saying to take a sip and go into bed. And the Rambam is not saying get so trashed that you pass out. So what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying something very poshut. When you drink a little bit of alcohol, the first thing that alcohol starts to do to your body is it starts to make your head feel heavy and it makes you tired. Now, when you're drinking, you fight it. And you get up and you dance and you try to get yourself. But the immediate reaction of the body is the body starts to get tired. And therefore the Rambam says when the body gets tired, you put your head down and you doze off and you're mekayim the mitzvah.
Drink until you get tired?
You drink until you start to feel a little tired and you close your eyes. That's what the Rambam writes. That's the Shitas Rambam. Ad Shir Adem. Okay. We're going to still get to the Halacha Maaseh. Right now we're just seeing the Rishonim in terms of this inyan of Ad Delo Yada. So what we've discussed so far is what does Ad Delo Yada mean? Some Rishonim, like the Rush and the Riff, they quote it Kipshuto. Sounds like that means get really, really drunk. A bunch of Rishonim, Tosfos, the Aguda, the Marsha, and Achron, the Marsha, they say, no, it doesn't mean you don't know the difference. It means something more complex than that, which probably means get a little drunk. And then we have the Rambam, who doesn't quote Ad Lo Yada at all. He doesn't quote Ad Lo Yada at all. He just says, you drink enough until you start to doze off, but nothing about getting so drunk that you don't, he just leaves that out completely. So we have those who quote it explicitly, those who modify it, and those who leave it out completely. Okay, the next thing we have to talk about is the Hemshech of the Gemara. Because yes, Rava said you drink until you don't know the difference. But then the Gemara tells a story about Rava and Rav Zeira. Why does the Gemara tell us the story about Rava killing Rav Zeira? So the first question we need to ask, is this story even literal? I mean, this sounds pretty, a little bit of a crazy story. He killed him, like he literally killed him in the middle of the Suda. And then, you know, like you could just imagine like the scene. Like everyone's like singing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anachnu Ohavim Otcha. And then all of a sudden he just like takes out a knife and he just like stabs Reb Zeira. And Reb Zeira's like carcass falls on the floor and everyone's like, oh gosh. Right, exactly. And everyone's like, you know, slowly like backing out of the room, and like all that's left is like Rava and his wife to like clean up the mess. Like what? It sounds like a little bit of a crazy story. So, is it really literal? And then especially this whole idea of Tchias HaMesim, is that really literal? So, the Marsha says it's definitely not literal. When it says that he killed him, what it means is he got him to drink too much. You know, there's always that one guy at the Suda who, you know, he drinks a little bit, and he's getting a little drunk, and then like everyone's like filling up his cup. You know, like his cup's like empty, and like they feel like, hey, Eitan, your cup's full, you know, you haven't drank it, have a sip. And then Eitan drinks, and then he looks away, and they fill up the cup again, and he takes like and they're like, you're not drinking? And Eitan's like getting a little bit famished, right?
So
Rav Marsha says that's what happened. Rabba kept feeding Rav Zeira, and he kept giving him wine, and he got him so ill that it was like, you know, like when you say to someone, like, you're killing me, man, you're killing me. That's what happened here. He was killing him. And he got him sick, and he was throwing up, and he had a stomach ache, and Rabba davened that he should get better. And he davened, and he got better. That's why the Marsha says it's pshat in the story, which is very interesting, because we've been having this debate a lot. You know, are all these Gemaras, whenever you have these Gemaras with these stories that are hard to believe, are they literal, are they Latin literal? Here you see the Marsha says the story's not literal. He didn't literally kill him. He didn't literally resurrect him. He got him really drunk, and he got sick, and in response, he davened that he should get better. Oh, why does it say that he was shachat? So the Marsha starts to say, oh, shchita's on the neck, and you drink, that's where you drink. He tries to show that there's imagery here, but it's not literal. Another one who says, I'll take a question in a second, the other one who says it's not literal is in the Droshos of the Ri Ibn Shuib, who is, I believe, a Talmud or contemporary of the Rashba. The Ri Ibn Shuib. It's on your Makoro sheet. He has a bunch of, he has a bunch of very beautiful, these are very beautiful drushes. It's a very nice sefer to buy. Very, very nice drushes. He has a lot of very nice Torah in there. It's a known sefer. And he says there that, very just an interesting shot, that he threw up and the throw up, because he was drinking red wine, so it was red, and it looked like blood. So it looked like he killed him. He drank so much until he got so sick. And it's like the Marsha's Mahalach. But it's just interesting, you know, the imagery that he uses here. That it looked like blood was pouring out of his body, so it looked like he had killed him. But they didn't actually kill him. So we see that the Mefarshim, or at least some of the Mefarshim, are trying to say pshat, that he didn't actually literally kill him. The question, you have a question on that?
Then how did he rely on a mace?
I mean, why didn't he want to come back the next year? Okay, excellent. So it could be that he got really, really sick, like deathly ill almost. And but he said, listen, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I went to the party last time, and this is what happened. You know, Rebbe, every time I go to so-and-so's house, you know, bad things happen. So at a certain point, you realize, like, maybe it's not a good idea to go. Okay, why is the story being quoted here in the Gemara? What's the purpose of quoting the story? So there's a famous shita from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim was a Talmud of the Rif. Now you remember, the Rif quoted the Gemara Kipshuto. Sounds like he holds you have to really get drunk. The Rif had a Talmud, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim is quoted by the other Rishonim, like the Bala Maor and the Ran, and he holds that the reason why the Gemara brought the story was in order to say that we don't paskin like Rava. Rava says, Chayv Inish Lebesume, you have to get really drunk. And then the Gemara says, but you know what happens if that happens? Look what happens. Rava killed Rav Zeira. And the reason the Gemara brought the story was to tell us that we don't paskin like Rava. That's why the story was brought. And it sounds like not only should we not get drunk, that's what it sounds like. Not only do we not hold, you have to get this drunk. It almost, you can even make the argument, right, anytime we were discussing this, that maybe you shouldn't be drinking at all. Maybe that we don't know how far Rabbeinu Ephraim is going with this. But Rabbeinu Ephraim is clearly learning, his Lashon is the way the Ran quotes him, is we frip, lo shapir dami lemevet hachi. Idchle milsa memra derava. Rava's shita that you have to get drunk is rejected, and it's not appropriate to do it. Meaning, not only are you not chayiv, but there's no inyan to get drunk. You know, you might want to say, okay, maybe we're not chayiv, but there's an inyan. No, there's not even an inyan. It's not appropriate. That is how the Rabbeinu Ephraim learns. And if you look in the Me'iri also seems to accept Rabbeinu Ephraim al-Halacha. The Me'iri seems to accept Rabbeinu Ephraim. So, what's the purpose of the story? Some argue the purpose of the story is to reject the Halacha. Others disagree and say that it definitely does not reject the halacha. The Pri Chadash has a very interesting interpretation. He was saying, if the story was really telling me not to get drunk, and that's what we're supposed to learn from the story, this is a little bit like you were asking a second ago, David, I get mixed up between David and David. Ad lo yada. So David says the Pri Chadash, if we're supposed to use our brains and extrapolate from the story that you're not supposed to get drunk, so then why didn't Rabbah and Rav Zeira figure that out? The next year, Rabbah invited Rav Zeira. Now, I imagine if you're really supposed to take the message from that story that you're not supposed to get drunk, Rav Zeira would have said, oh yeah, sure, I'll come over for the Suda, because I'm sure this year you're not going to get drunk, right? I mean, last year you killed me when you got drunk. So I obviously we should be learning from there that we shouldn't get drunk. And Rav Zeira didn't accept the invitation. Rav Zeira was still nervous, which meant that apparently when Rav Zeira got the invitation, Rabbah said to him, you know, obviously paraphrasing just to make it cute, but Rabbah obviously said to him, hey, you coming back for the Suda? We're going to get trashed again. Why don't you come back for the Suda? And Rav Zeira was like, oh, I don't know if I'm coming to that Suda. So apparently Rabbah didn't learn the lesson. So if Rabbah didn't learn the lesson, why should we learn the lesson? Rather, the story is coming to tell you how drunk you must get. The Pri Chadash learns it the other way. The Pri Chadash says, Rava says you got to get drunk, that you don't know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. And you know what? I'll bring you a Maisa Shehoya. Rava once got so drunk he killed Rav Zeira. Don't worry, he resurrected him at the end. But this is just a raya of how drunk you need to get. So mea katzeh la katzeh. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, oh, we learned from the story you shouldn't really be getting drunk. There's no mitzvah and you really shouldn't even be doing it. Comes the Pri Chadash and says, no, we learned from the story that you got it. This is not just about getting tipsy, my friends. This is about getting so drunk you might even kill someone. So that's... We didn't finish the Pri Chadash. We didn't finish. Right now we're just talking about how to understand the story. How to understand the relationship between Rava's din and the story. Okay. So right now, it does affect... Oh, yeah, I just said. Right now we're just talking about how to understand the relationship of the story to the halacha. The Pri Chadash has more to say, and we're going to quote him. Very interesting perspective. Right now we've said either the story negates the halacha, or the story underscores the halacha. It highlights the halacha. The Mishnah halacha says that this question of how it impacts the story might be very tully on the players in the story and the girsa. He notes that the girsos are unclear. The way we have the Gemara, this is the Mishnah Halachos. The way that we have the story, we have Rava telling the halacha to get drunk. Then we have Rava and Rav Zeira. Now, first of all, Rava was the Rebbe of Rava. Okay? So, says the Mishnah Halachos, if you have both of them being... If you have both of them being Rabbah like the Baal HaMor, the Baal HaMor says that the first statement was Rabbah and the story was Rabbah. Or if you have like the Ran, where they're both Rabbah. They're both Rabbah. So he says, then necessarily, what was that?
They're both Rabbah.
If it was the same person, well, one of them says they're both Rabbah, one says they're both Rabbah.
There's different
yourselves.
The first one.
So I'm telling you that our Gemara has Rabbah and then Rabbah. But some have both being Rabbah, and some have both being Rabbah. So says the Mishnah Halachos, if it's the same person saying the halacha and the same person having the story, so then Rabbeinu Ephraim is making a pretty good argument. It could be that Rabbah said, you need to get drunk, but then the Gemara tells a story of how Rabbah once got so drunk that he killed Rav Zeira, so then maybe you can make the diuk that that's teaching us that we don't paskin that way. If it's the same person having the story, it could be that what we're being told is that that's how he paskined, but then he had this really unfortunate experience, and therefore the halacha is not like that. But, says the Mishnah Halachos, that if you have the girsa the way we have it in the Gemara, with two different people, and not only two different people, but Rava the Talmud saying what he said, so then, chronologically, think about it. You have the story of Rabbah killing Rav Zeira. That would be a good indication that you shouldn't get drunk. And yet, Rabbah's Talmud Rava concludes, years after the story, Rabbah concludes and says, you have a chiyuv to get drunk. That's on the background of having known the story. Meaning if it's really the gears that we have in the Gemara, that means Rabbah made his claim that you must get drunk after the story occurred. And if he said it after the story occurred, so then it's hard to say that the story is being brought to negate the halacha. If it's the same guy, then granted, he first paskined one way, and then the story comes and negates it. Okay. There is, hold on one second, there is another possibility, not that it rejects the halacha, not that it supports the halacha, but maybe that it modifies the halacha. The story is being brought not to reject Rava, but to modify Rava. Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios in his Yad Ephraim on Shulchan Aruch, so he writes that he actually, I think he believes that, he writes that he got this in a dream. He got this pshat in a dream. That it's pashut that the goal of drinking on Shabbat, on Purim, is to be mahalal kadosh baruch hu. It's to give shiros v'sish brachos to kadosh baruch hu. And he says, once you're drunk, you're not really able to do that, because it's not you anymore. You're not in control of yourself anymore. So he has a very interesting suggestion. Ad delo yada doesn't mean ad the ad bichlal. It doesn't mean including. Right? We read the statement of get drunk until you reach this point. No, no, ad means up until that point, which means you can read the Gemara literally. Ad delo yada, until you really don't know, means totally drunk, until you really don't know the difference. But you're only supposed to get drunk up until that point, not including that point. You're supposed to get so drunk that you say to the guy next to you, I think I'm going to lose it soon. And then you say, okay, so I guess it's time to stop. Because the whole idea of being drunk is that you're praising Hashem, that you're doing mitzvahs, that you're saying Divrei Torah. If you reach the point where you're like acting like a fool and you're passing out on the floor and you're doing things that aren't appropriate, so then obviously that's not the mitzvah. That's ridiculous. That's obviously not what you're supposed to be doing. Purim is not a day to act like a fool and to do ridiculous things. That's not the purpose of the Chag. And therefore, he says it's up until that point. And he says, how do we know that? From the story. Because that's the whole point of bringing the story. Rava came and said, you have a mitzvah to get drunk. Then the Gemara brings the story and says, yeah, but wait a second, not that drunk. It's there to modify. It's there to limit. Okay. Why? Okay, so you're right. So then the avoda of Purim is very complicated. It's a real avoda. It's an avoda to get yourself, according to that, to a place of being tipsy, a place of being besimcha, but not that you keep drinking and keep drinking until you're a drunkard. Now, one of the reasons it might be challenging for us, I'm not making any statements about Brits, but one of the reasons it could be challenging for us is because we generally associate a drinking of, let me drink a lot until I get drunk. So I'm used to, but if a person is used to just having a little bit to get him tipsy, meaning it's only challenging if that's what you're used to. It's not challenging if you're not used to drinking. So you drink a little bit, you get a little tipsy, and you start to feel a little buzz in your head, and you say, whoa, okay, I don't need to drink anymore. I'm feeling a little bit of a buzz. But it could be that we're used to drinking a lot, because I really want to be drunk. And then, yeah, when you're used to doing that, it's hard to pull back.
I was saying, specifically,
oh, you're right. If you're doing it like with a precision strike of right up until that point, you're right. Yes, you're right. But what I think what it means, what they're saying is, there's an Indian to get a little tipsy, but not to get trashed. That's what I think is what we're saying. Okay, what is, we're going to hold off on questions for now. At the end, if you still have questions, I'm happy to take them. What is the halacha? What are we paskin? So let's look at the possibilities. I have here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 possibilities of what the halacha is. So you have a nice smorgasbord for you. Everyone can feel comfortable doing what they want to do. So opportunity, sheet number one is do not get drunk at all. Maybe don't even drink, really. And that is Rabbeinu Ephraim. Certainly don't get drunk. Meaning, I didn't say you're not chayav to get drunk. Don't get drunk. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, that's shot number one. Halacha possible, halacha psak number two, is quoted in the Ravya, and the Maharil quotes this, and the Bir Halacha says like that, and that is that there's no chiyuv to get drunk. There's no chiyuv. You want to do it? Okay. There's a mitzvah of drinking, there's a mitzvah of being besimcha, you're allowed to get drunk, but there isn't a chiyuv. That's different from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Ravya said you shouldn't get drunk. This is the Ravya, it's quoted by the Maharil, quoted in the Bar Halacha, and that is that it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. There are things you could do that are nice to do, but it's not a chiyuv. Now, a little problem with that is the fact that the Gemara says mechayiv inish, you're chayiv, but you have to understand that that's what the story was doing. The story was coming to change it from a chiyuv to a mitzvah biyama. That's possibility number two. Possibility number three is get very drunk. The Rif, the Rush, the Tor, Shulchan Aruch maybe, Shari Tshuva. These are all the ones who are just quoting it kipshuto. They quote the words, the Shari Tshuva himself, not necessarily, but he quotes from the Sidra Amudei Shemayim that we understand the kipshuto. We understand the kipshuto, which means get drunk. That could very well be the view of the Rif and the Rush and the Tor. Chassam Sofer, who apparently was a fan of this approach. So the Chassam Sofer says, oh, you're going to ask me, how can you paskin get very drunk? What, you're just going to ignore the story of Rabba killing Rabbi Zeira? So we already said, okay, the Pri Chadash dealt with that. But the Chassam Sofer has his own approach. He says a very interesting thing. He says, who is Rabba? If you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabba, the Gemara in Shabbos says that if a person is born in the time of the constellation of Madim, so then, which I believe is Mars, so then you're going to be bloodthirsty. Mars is red. You're going to be bloodthirsty. So you have an opportunity with all of your natural talents or natural qualities. You can either direct it towards good or you can direct it towards bad. So a person who's born during the time period of Madim, he's either going to be a murderer or he's going to be a Moel or he's going to be a Shochet. What are those three options? Russia, a murderer. Tzaddik, a moel, doing mitzvahs. Or shechita. Shechita is not a mitzvah. It's a matir, apparently, we're learning. It allows you to eat meat. It's not a mitzvah. Okay, it's a little bit of a complicated because we make a bracha on it. Okay, that's not our sugya for today. But that's the Gemara. And the Gemara there amazingly continues and says, Rabba said, oh gosh, so what's going to be with me? I'm born in Madim. So says the Chassam Sofer, you see from that Gemara in Shabbos that Rabba was born in Madim, which means that he had a streak in him that could be a little bit more violent. So the Gemara is about Rabba. Rabba dafka killed Rav Zeira. But anyone else who's not born during Madim, so you don't have to worry. You'll be okay. Don't worry about that story. And anyway, you're doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah nizokin, unless it's shchiyah chazekah. It's not shchiyah chazekah. People don't kill each other when they're drunk. So don't worry, it's fine. Don't worry about that story. So it's interesting because, like, what if you don't know what constellation you're born in? Or what if you are born in Madim? But he tries to, you know, he sort of puts the whole story on the sideline by saying, oh, it's specifically a story about Rabba. He asks an interesting question, which is over there in the Gemara, Abaye says to Rabba, oh, don't worry, you're from... Abaye responds to Rabba. Rabba had said, what am I going to do? I'm born in Madim. I'm scared I'm going to kill someone. So Abai says, no, you'll paskin against people like psak, and that'll be like killing them. Don't worry. Now, why didn't Abaye just say, yeah, you know, darn straight you're going to kill someone. Look what you did to Rav Zeira. How come he didn't respond that way in the Gemara? So the Chassam Sofer says, oh, it must be that this discussion was before the story with Rav Zeira. So he has to, like, you know, work out that story. It's just an interesting analysis that the Chassam Sofer does over there. Okay, but this is the view, the third view. Get very drunk. Okay, fourth view. And this is the view that we spoke about a little bit last night in Bayit Chaim. The fourth view is get tipsy. Get besimcha.
Who is this?
This is, the Bach writes like this. We already made reference to the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim, who we said was medayik ad delo yada, but velo ad bichlal. You don't actually get to the point of being drunk. You get a little happy, right? You know, someone, let's say they go to like a wedding and they're like, oh, I have to socialize with so many people. So they go and they have like a quick little shot to like relax them a little bit. You know, they have like the martini in the beginning of the ball, beginning of the party, you know, just to loosen up a little bit. Loosen up. They try to loosen themselves up a little bit. I forgot one of the Makoros here. I forgot which one it was that we were looking at. He says, the whole inyan here is that you should be able to reach out to other people, to the sameach people. You know, normally, you know, you're in the base medrash, you're very serious, you're really focused. So, you know, chill out a little bit. It's Purim. So you want to go over and you're going to give Eitan a nice big hug, but you wouldn't normally do that. So have a little sip to loosen yourself up, and that way you can be misameach other people, you can be a good guy. You know, normally you're always sitting there on the side with like your pocket mishnayos, and you're always reading. So have a sip of wine, and this way you'll get up and you'll sing a little bit. You know, normally you're like a little bit more in misnagdish, and you're not going to sing so much. So have a glass of wine and just chill out a little bit and sing some shiros v'sishvachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Maril says, and the Yad Ephraim and the Bach. The Karban Nisanel even wants to say that's the reason why the Gemara uses the word libesume and not lehishtaker. Why does the Gemara say chayv adam lehishtaker, to get drunk? It says chayv adam libesume. So besume, he says, it means like fragrancy. You know, get fragranced. What does that mean, to get fragranced? It means get a little tipsy, you know, chill out a little bit. That's what it means. He quotes the Karban Nisanel. He actually quotes Rashi himself, because Rashi on the sugya says lishtaker. But he says, yeah, but I found a Rashi someplace else where the Gemara uses the word libesume, and Rashi translates that means to get red-faced. And the Karban Nisanel says, that's perfect. You drink a little wine, and you know, you get a little red. You know, you'll have that moment. You'll be sitting in the Suda, and you look around the room, and you see one of the guys, you know, he's got a big smile on his face, his cheeks are a little red, and you're like, oh, Abaye. Abaye had a good glass of wine. Look, you know, he's not like, he's not sitting there like streaking across the classroom and screaming. He's sitting in his chair, but he's got a big smile on his face, and he looks like he's happy. And you say, oh, this guy is besume. Ipsum, this guy Ipsum. The problem with the, he brings another raya. He quotes from the pasuk Vayesh Minayayin Vayishkar. So he quotes there on that pasuk that the targum Unklis says the word Resh Vav Yud. So he says, okay, that's the Aramaic word for being drunk. And if it really meant to say drunk, it would have said that word Resh Vav Yud. Now, again, we're not getting into all the mechkarim right now, but I'm not sure if the Aramaic, the Babylonian Aramaic of the Gemara is necessarily the same Aramaic of Targum. Targum, I believe, is Palestinian Aramaic. It's. I guess maybe we shouldn't say that. We should say Jerusalem Aramaic. It's Yisrael Aramaic. And there's Babylonian Aramaic, which I think are different forms or dialects of Aramaic. Right, so I'm not 100% sure that you could bring a raya from that, from the fact that he uses a different word. The real problem for the shita of the Karban Nisanel, I think, and he himself alludes to it, is that if you're going to argue that libesume doesn't mean to get drunk, and it just means to get like a little fragrance, so then what about the next line in the Gemara that says that, no, that Rabba and Reb Zeira got together, and ipsum, it's the same word. What, it just means that they got fragranced? There, Ibsum clearly means that they got
a fight.
Yeah, no, but he killed him. That obviously means that he got very drunk. So in the story, Ibsum clearly means to get very drunk. So to say that libesume a word or two before doesn't mean that is a little bit hard. But he himself relates to it, and he answers this interesting answer that no, Ibsum means to just drink a little bit. But Rabba couldn't hold his alcohol. That's the pshat. Because Rabba was poor. And because he was poor, and he brings raya that Rabba was poor, therefore he wasn't used to drinking wine. And as we'll all see in a few days, that someone who doesn't drink wine so often, you know, you give him like a little sip, and all of a sudden he's already like, you know, drunk off his rocker from having one little sip. So he says that's the pshat. Ipsum means that they drank the amount to just get a little tipsy. It happened to be, though, that Rabba ended up getting really drunk from it. This is also very likely the pashtus. If we had to add voices to the opinion of just getting tipsy, l'chore, that's the pshat in Tosfos, and that's the pshat in Yaguda, all the people that minimize the ad de lo yada, so l'chore, they're all holding, you're not supposed to get that drunk. That's why they say ad lo yada doesn't really mean ad de lo yada, it means the math, computation, it means the whole line. L'chore, they're all holding that way. Another very important voice here is the Kolbo, who's a very important Rishon, who's quoted often by the Shulchan Aruch. In the Sefer Kolbo, he writes, Chayiv Adam Libsume, Lo shiyishtaker shashichris aser gomer. Doesn't mean that you actually get drunk. Getting drunk is an iser gomer. The ein licha avera gedula mizu. Oh my gosh. That's a very intense line. Ein licha avera gedula mizu. Why? Because it leads to the big three. It's gorim to giliorayas. Right? Boys and girls, they go and they drink together, and then we know what happens. Leads to giliorayas, leads to shvichas damim. Kama averos. Rather, what does it mean? Yishte yoser milimudo. You drink more than you're used to drinking. Me'at kidei shiyarbe l'smoach. In order to make you happier. So, for the Kolbo, for sure, it sounds like you drink a little bit more than you usually drink. You get a little happy. In the Bir Halacha, he quotes this, l'halacha, the Chafetz Chaim quotes this l'halacha. And he says, you know, you got to know yourself. You have to drink the amount that you know is just going to get you happy. Just to get you sameach. Not the amount that's going to get you absolutely drunk. And he quotes the Chayadim. The Chayadim says, our whole idea is to remember the nace. If you're so drunk that you can't even speak straight, and you're completely trashed, you're not remembering the nace. Hashem didn't give us a mitzvah just to get trashed. He wants us to remember the nace. So that is an additional perspective to get tipsy.
It's a
to get, that is, we've so far, we've said,
is that
was a fit hold on, hold on, hold on. So we've said so far, don't get drunk. Don't have to get drunk. Get drunk and get tipsy. Or get tipsy. Those are four perspectives. Perspective number five is a variation of the one we just, and that is just drink a little bit of wine. But here the focus, and the Sfas Emes says this explicitly, the focus is on the Maisa Shtia and not the result. Up until now we've been analyzing this all about the result. Mm-hmm. It's about getting drunk. Says the Sfas Emes, it's not about getting drunk. It's about drinking wine. Sitting and having sips of wine is an action of simcha. You're not supposed to get drunk, the Sfas Emes says. He says you're supposed to drink a little bit. You're supposed to, it's like having a wine cup in your hand and drinking, right? That's how you celebrate. When you celebrate, so you sit there and you take a sip. It's the act of drinking. It's not about achieving the drunkenness.
Is that like the Rambam?
I'm not so sure if it's like the Rambam. Okay.
This is number six.
Let's read the Ramah, just to throw the Ramah in, because, you know, for those of us who are Ashkenazi in the room, and that's basically everybody, so we generally paskin like the Ramah. We generally pass like the Ramah. So what does the Ramah say on this issue? The Ramah says, "Ein sarach lishtaker kol kach." You don't need to get that drunk. Elo yishta yoser mi limudo. Just drink a little bit more than you normally drink. V'yoshen, and you'll fall asleep or go to sleep. U'mitoch sheyoshen in yodea bein arham and l'barach Mordechai. Once you're sleeping, you don't know the difference because you're sleeping. V'echad hamarbe, v'echad hamamit, u'bavad sheyachavin libo l'shamayim. So what is the Ramah holding?
He's reading the Ramah.
So it sounds like the Ramah is saying to either get a little tipsy, or he's saying like this last pshat we just said, which was, you drink a little bit. It's about the drinking. The mitzvah. If I asked you, what's the mitzvah on Purim? So you could answer and say, there's a mitzvah to get drunk. You could say there's a mitzvah to have a suda and drink wine. Those are two very different things. So it could be that that's the pshat in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not about, yes, getting drunk, not getting drunk. Barur, you're not supposed to get drunk. You're a bentor, you're not supposed to get drunk. But you're supposed to drink a little bit of wine. You're supposed to drink a little bit of wine. Okay, the next perspective is that it's all about going to sleep. This is this extreme view that I said in the Rambam originally, that the inyan is, you drink a little bit, you go to sleep. I think I once heard Rabbi Willig say this. You drink a little bit of wine, and then you go into your bedroom and you go to sleep. And that's how you're Mekayim. Because once you're sleeping, you're not Mekayim. That's how he said the Pshat in the Rambam. That's how the Rambam's learning the Rambam. That it means you go into your bed, you go to sleep, and then once you're sleeping, you don't know the difference anymore. So, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, this is the right thing to do. So again, if this means, we're leaving the Ramah is a little bit, the Mishnah Berurah certainly thinks you should do what the Ramah says. The question is, what did the Ramah mean? Did the Ramah mean get a little tipsy? Did the Ramah mean just drink a little bit? Did the Ramah mean go to sleep? Unclear exactly which one is the right shot in the Ramah. Okay, we'll end with one last perspective, and that's from the Pri Chadash, the end of the Pri Chadash. And the Pri Chadash, you have to analyze really what he's holding. That's why it was important to start with what he holds. The Pri Chadash holds that the mitzvah is to get very drunk. That is the mitzvah.
Who is this?
The Pri Chadash. He's the one who said that the purpose of the story is to tell you how drunk you're supposed to get. You want to know the shir? I'll tell you the shir until maybe you kill someone. Get very drunk. But then comes the Pri Chadash and says, but this doesn't apply nowadays. Nowadays, we're very mekulkal. And as you read us Adoros, and you can't really drink and do it lishma. And therefore, he says that nowadays, it's better to paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim. And he disagrees with the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, oh, don't worry, the mitzvah will protect you. He says, the mitzvah won't protect you. We have to be very concerned that we're going to get drunk and we're going to do foolish things. We're going to do inappropriate things. And therefore, the Pri Chadash says, that's why I'm adding it as a different pshat. Because he's holding the mitzvah is to get drunk. But not nowadays. Nowadays it's better to either not drink at all or to get a little bit of tip, get a little tipsy. So these are all the different views. But to always remember what the Ramah says, Echad amarba v'echad amamit, v'vad shi'chavin libo l'shamayim.